Can the Springboks conquer Argentina for back-to-back glory? History awaits. The Springboks stand one victory away from achieving something they have never done before, winning the Rugby Championship back-to-back. And in this episode, you are going to get a front row seat to the ultimate Springboks Argentina Rugby Championship preview. We are playing for immortality. But Dr. Russi Rasmus has a serious warning for us. Even after we handed the Pumas a 37-point hiding. And you know who is totally up for this historic moment? Two-time Rugby World Cup champion Eben Etzebeth, that's who. You can get your hands on an Eben bobblehead figurine for free if you visit the Scoin Shop and make a purchase. South Africa's leading gold coin and bullion retailer, specializing in Krugerrands, rare coins, and numismatics. Just like the Springboks, the Scoin Shop is all about world-class quality and heritage. These coins are test-match quality, worthy of back-to-back world champions. So why stop at Eben? Collect the whole gang and build your winning team. The Scoin Shop has stores nationwide. And Eben will be taking his place in the Springboks starting 15 at Twickenham. Here's our team. Up front, Oxen Chairs back at Loosehead with Malcolm Marks and Thomas Du Toit again at Hooker and Tighthead respectively. Etzebeth will form the lock pairing with Ruan Norkier, while Captain Sia Kolisi, Peter Steph Du Toit and Jasper Visser will form the loose trio. Let's look at the back line now. Kobus Reinach and Sasha Feinberg and Ngome Zulu will be our halfback combo. Damien Dialendi and Kanan Moody continue in the centres. Ethan Hooker and Cheslin Colby are again out wide, with Damien Willemse at fullback. Now for our bomb squad, it's a 5-3 split once again. Bongi Mbonambi is involved after a short period of absence. Jan-Hendrik Wessels and Wilco Lowe will be the replacement props. Erge Sneyman and Kwacha Smith are the other forwards. And then the oncoming backs will be Grant Williams, Marnie Lebok, and Jesse Creel. That's our side. Let's have a look at what Argentina are doing. Coach Felipe Contepomi has rung the changes, seven in fact. Up front, Michael Vivas, captain Julian Montoya, and Joel Sclavi survive from last week's 67-30 drubbing. They have a new lock pairing in Guido Petti and Pedro Rubiolo. Pablo Matera and Marcos Kremer continue on the flanks, but Santiago Grondona comes in at number 8. In the back line, Simon Benitez Cruz comes in for the injured Gonzalo Garcia. Jeronimo Prisciantelli takes over at fly half. Santiago Chocobares is once again at 12, but Justo Picardo will partner him at 13. Juan Cruz Machia moves to 11. Bautista Delgui is on the right wing, with Santiago Carreras moving to fullback. On their bench, Ignacio Ruiz, Boris Wenger and Francisco Correa Marchetti are the front row. Same as last week, Franco Molina drops to the bench, as does Joaquin Oviedo. They're going 6-2, so Juan Martin Gonzalez is also part of the forwards contingent. Agustin Moyano is their replacement scrum half, with Rodrigo Iscro covering the other backline positions. Okay, so if it all starts up front, then we have the edge. Gone are the days of the formidable Argentine scrum. It's still good, make no mistake, but we are stronger in my view. I do think Petti and Rubiolo starting will help them this week, but only time will tell. I expect us to dominate the scrums. We also looked far better at line-out time last week. We scored a maul try as well from a line-out. We were actually much better at the breakdown. And yes, it's true that we were exceptionally good and arguably they were unusually sluggish. Both those things were true in the second half, especially. I don't think we'll beat them by 37 points again. I just think they're too good a side. Dr. Russi Rasmus himself seems to be aware of this. Here's what Doc said. This match is a final for us, and we know how dangerous Argentina can be. So we selected combinations we feel will be best suited for this game. Last week, they were in the running to win the title, and they'll be determined to make up for that result. So we are expecting them to throw everything at us on Saturday. They may be out of the title race, but they have beaten the All Blacks, Wallabies, and British and Irish Lions this season, and it would be a big target for them to defeat us as well. So it's going to be another hard grind. They have a powerful pack and hard running backs, and they showed in the first half last week that if they stick to their structures and play well, they are a huge threat. Clearly, Doc rates their pack a bit more than I do, and that's okay. Respect to the South Americans. I'm just saying I think we are the better side, and indeed the better pack. I do believe they'll come at us hard. They're a proud rugby nation, and a proud nation full stop. Last week would have hurt them. They'll be very determined to prove that they are not as bad as last week's scoreline suggested. To that end, it's a shame this match isn't being played in Buenos Aires or anywhere else in Argentina for that matter. Even though it's their home game, the match is being played at Twickenham in London. The Argentina Rugby Union stands to pocket a lucrative payday here, and we'll benefit a little bit from that too. Basically, they'll be earning pounds instead of pesos on Saturday. So commercially, it makes sense. But playing in London is going to help us more than help them. I expect quite the expat community to pitch up and support the Springboks. Plus, there is some history to be made here, as mentioned earlier. We have never won the Tri Nations or the Rugby Championship back to back. Here's our chance to finally do it. There are some permutations. For example, we will not win if Australia beat New Zealand by a bonus point and we lose to Argentina. Or if Australia beats New Zealand with a bonus point and we lose to Argentina with a bonus point too, but there is a 55-point swing. So in other words, the Wallabies would have to beat the All Blacks by at least 48 points. I don't see that happening. We will also not win the title if New Zealand beats Australia, with or without a bonus point, and we lose to Argentina. New Zealand beats Australia with a bonus point, and we beat Argentina without a bonus point, but there is a 62-point swing in favour of the Kiwis. So in other words, the All Blacks would have to win by nearly 70 points to stand any chance here. It's not happening, guys. So simply put, as long as we beat Los Pumas, we will make history. I will just say this. We must not underestimate the South Americans. Yes, we gave them a hiding last week, but like Doc said, they have beaten New Zealand, Australia, and the British and Irish Lions this year. They also beat us last year. They are dangerous and will be determined to show that what happened last week is not a fair reflection of their abilities. That said, I would back our world champions to get the job done here. And so my score for Saturday at Twickenham is South Africa 37, Argentina 20. But how do you see it? Do you agree that we will get the job done again this week and secure consecutive rugby championship titles for the first time in our history? Or do you foresee Argentina showing what they are made of and setting the record straight from last week? Let me know in the comment section down below, and I'll see you next time.